So always remember that. So you have three ways of figuring out your financial goal. A specific amount, and this will change from time to time as you go through the process. So over the next days, weeks, and months, you'll start changing this and always be changing it and fine-tuning it. You're always fine-tuning your dream and what you want because you're experiencing things that you don't want and you're fine-tuning what you want. It becomes clearer. Therefore, your vibration is clearer, more specific, and your vibration, either it's more specific on the feeling or more specific on the desire. And the more specific it can get on the feeling or the desire or even the general sense, it does actually become more specific. It becomes more powerful, more intense, and you get a higher level of belief, which means it comes into your existence faster. So the first thing is you must have a chief aim. Chief aim means a primary focused goal when it comes to money. One of the keys of wanting things, if you go back of everything we talked about, it's you become what you think about most of the time. Which means if you really want things in your life, people always talk about a balanced life. You want a great relationship, you want great health, you want a great family, you want great social life, you want great intellectual stimulation, you want great emotions, you want great finances, you want a great career, you want to be fulfilled. Well, if you're thinking of all these things throughout the day, the question is, what are you thinking about most of the time? The answer is you're not focusing on anything. You're putting out so many different vibrations. All these vibrations are good, but none of them, therefore, can be very intense, very powerful, and none of them can be being broadcast out of your brain for a long duration. One of the secret keys that nobody will talk about, because they always talk about this balanced life, one of the secret keys we learned in society is that you become what you think about most of the time. And the key is, you can't live a balanced life. You must be focusing on a chief aim most of the time. If that's your health, that's your health. If that's your family, that's your family. If that's your finances, that's your finances. If it's your relationship, it's your relationship. If it's your intellectual pursuits, it's your intellectual pursuits. You become what you think about most of the time. Therefore, you must always have a chief aim. Some of you right now, if you were to look at the various areas of your life, you really have to ask yourself, what is your chief aim? Is it finances? Is it relationship? Is it health? Is it your spouse? Is it your career? Is it your intellectual pursuits? What is your chief aim? And the fact is, you can be broadcasting all those things, yes, but you must have a chief aim. This was taught to Napoleon Hill by Andrew Carnegie, and it's something that has been overlooked throughout history. Another way of putting it is, and this may sound negative, but it's true, you must be obsessed with what you want. Because that's the only way you can focus your broadcasting vibration. You must be obsessed with what you want. That's the only way you can continually clarify it, broadcast the vibration with power and intensity, and have the duration long enough to create it in your life. You must be obsessed. You get what you think about most of the time. So if you're putting the equal amounts of effort or equal amounts of thought across 20 different things, all those things will ultimately come into your life in varying levels and degrees. But if you want something to really come into your life fast, you must broadcast it virtually all the time, which means you must be thinking about it all the time, or most of the time. You become what you think about most of the time. You must have a burning desire. Remember Napoleon Hill? Define your goal, and later he called it define your chief aim. And he later said, define what you're going to be thinking about and what you want all the time. Define what you want and think about it all the time, and have a burning desire for its achievement. What's burning desire? Burning desire is massive obsession. Thinking, you can't have a burning desire for something if you're not thinking about it all the time. Then you don't really have a burning desire for it. You need to be obsessed with it. You need to be talking about it, thinking about it, living it, breathing it, tasting it, touching it, anticipating it, as if it's already yours. You become what you think about most of the time. You need to define your chief aim and become obsessed with it and focus on it all the time. That's how you create it. Tiger Woods, greatest golfer that ever lived, is obsessed with golf since he was a little kid. He doesn't have a balanced life. If you look at all the great athletes, all the great musicians, all the great people in any area that have achieved greatness, they don't have balanced life. Now, somebody said, well, I don't want that. I want a balanced life. That's fine. And that's very good. So you can make good money and have a good relationship and be happy and have a nice family life and have a nice social life and a nice church life and all these different things and have a wonderful balanced life. That's a good chief aim. Your chief aim could be, I want to have a balanced life. I want to be really balanced and enjoy so many different things in my life. That's perfect. If you want to make massive amounts of money, or if you want to have this spectacular physique, or if you want to have the most brilliant relationship in the world, that has to be your chief aim. That means you're going to be a little bit unbalanced. You're going to be focused on and obsessed with that one thing, which is your chief aim. Chief aim is overlooked. Obsession is never talked about. But the fact is, you must have a magnificent obsession if that's something you really, really desire. In order to get something, you have to think about it all the time. You must define what you want and have a burning desire for its achievement, which means you're obsessed with it, which means you're thinking about it all the time, and feeling good when you're thinking about it. And then feeling good throughout the day. Now, if you're thinking about it all the time, and you're feeling good all the time because you're thinking about it all the time, and every time you're thinking about it, you're feeling good, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get exactly what you want with record speed. That's how it works. It isn't the actions or the activities, it's the vibration that will create the events, situations, people, and circumstances in your life that make it happen. And any actions you do working on your chief aim, you will categorically 100% be thrilled and enjoy that activity. If you're not enjoying the activity, that means you're not feeling good. That means you're thinking of the lack of it and you're doubting you'll get it and you're not going to get it. Make sense? So first and foremost, you must be obsessed. When it comes to money, you must think about either A, a specific amount of money you want with no time limit attached, B, generally, that you want money to do certain things, to buy a new house, to get a down payment, I need an increase in cash to free me up, or thirdly, a complete generalization of how money's going to make you feel, or how you want to feel in relation to money. I want to feel financially free. I want to feel financially secure. I want to have enough money so I feel completely empowered and to be able to do whatever I want, whenever I want. I want to have enough money to do whatever I want, whenever I want, and be free. So you're looking for a feeling. Either one of those three areas is how you define it. This makes sense. And you use the same technique